Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape on your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Our theme scripture for the month is Ephesians 3 in 20. And you want to start looking at the scriptures, you will look at the same verse until eternity comes. As long as you have the Holy Spirit in you, He keeps on explaining and teaching and teaching. And when He teaches, He teaches you even the applications and He enables you to apply. Some teachings are mere words. And that's why the Bible will say, please, Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit. And of course, you read that the letter, what? Kills. You know why it kills? When you know so much but you can't apply. That's frustration. It makes you feel guilty. It makes you feel very, very inadequate. You know so much but it cannot manifest in your life. The letter kills. It is the spirit that gives life. So let me just, in the light of this, let me just quickly go through this for a few minutes. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, Paul was writing out of his conviction of the person of Jesus. He says, now to him, to Jesus, who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Verse 21 now says, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. I sense somebody's miracle. In the name of Jesus. A lot of times, some people say, it's in want of what to say. No, it's because I hear. It's because I have a confirmation. And I'm not joking. So when you hear me say that, not because... Now, it will be good enough if I say it by faith because I want to cause it to happen. It will be fantastic. And I give... And even right now, somebody else's breakthrough has started. In the name of Jesus. Now, let me warn quickly. It is not limited to anybody. Aish, somebody's deliverance is taking place now in the name of Jesus. See, Robert said, when the Lord spoke to him, he said, you feel the heat in your palm. And he told him, this is exactly what that means. And every time that happens, every time rather that happens, miracles. Ken Hagin said his own, believe in me, I feel it. And that's why occasionally you hear me say, I feel the fire. Not because I want to impress. As a matter of fact, I have a topic I teach to leadership, which I'm further developing. Leadership, particularly in the body of Christ. And the theme is, who are you really impressing? Who? Because that will determine the quality, the extent, and the legacy of your life. The quality of your leadership, of your life, and the legacy you leave behind. Who are you really, who are you impressing? Because the person you are impressing will be impressed. If the person does not have the longevity to sustain your impression, that's why you see some people so huge today, tomorrow, even the place they stood will never remember they existed. Because they impressed the wrong people. They impressed the wrong personalities. So for what good, of what use is that, of a life like that? So I said that to say, when I say I fear, believe me, it's because I fear. But people don't fear. I understand. But I believe strongly that from this scripture, There's what we call the manifest presence. It's the same Bible. So where is your faith there? When you recognize his presence, then it helps you to release your faith in an area. And so when miracles happen, they wonder why. It's because you are able to discern the right time to, this is it. Had the woman with the issue of blood did not go out when she went out, she would have died in that plague. Everyone that God healed got the timing right. How do I get the timing? My timing? Everywhere Jesus is my time. Of what use is my going to his presence when I don't expect he can do it? For example, why am I in church today if I don't expect God to touch me at the point of man? I feel the fire again. Of my need. You see, one reason people don't get it is when all they want is their need being met rather than meeting with Jesus. That again becomes a problem. But if I know I'm meeting with Jesus, then I know for certain that it's just one encounter with him, then every encumbrance will submit to my encounter. No, I'm not joking. If I truly have an encounter, every hold will yield their hold because I have an encounter with the maker of all things. And his name is Jesus. If you tell me you are the ugliest of men, thank you, until I hear him say that. Otherwise, what we are saying is a lie. And it won't last. What he's saying will steadily increase until it will become totally undeniable by every creature. So who are you impressing? Okay. So our scripture. Now, to him who is able. Three aspects to this. Number one, Paul is saying, I know he is able. Regardless of what you may be bringing on right now or bringing to his presence, regardless of what scares you, he is able. So if anybody is here today or following this service on the net, please let this register permanently for the rest of your life in the name of Jesus. Him to whom you have come this morning is able. Beyond the hold of your issues and circumstances, he is able. Yes. He said, to him who is able to do exceedingly. Now, he's qualifying his ability. His ability will forever surpass your expectations. At the Red Sea, they never knew that they would walk on dry land. As a matter of fact, they never knew that he was able. They didn't know. That was why they were saying, were there no graves? But he was and he is and he will always be able. And finally, what did he say? He said, tell them to go forward. If you are so sure, Moses, that you can exhort them the way you are exhorting them, then don't you think it's time to tell them to charge forward? And let me say this concerning somebody here in the name of Jesus. Thank God for great services in Fountain, great services in Redeem, great services in the Catholic Church, great services in Winners, great services in Trem, name the church, great services at the conferences abroad, great service. Thank God, and we thank God for them. But for somebody today, here, this is your day. In the name of Jesus, this is the beginning. Of your days of miracles. In the name of Jesus. This is it. 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 In the name of Jesus. This is it. This is it. Because We are gathering together unto thee. We have gathered here together unto thee. Unto the Lord shall the gathering of his people be. We have gathered. We are gathered here together. He's able. They didn't see how. He said, tell them to go forward. He said, but do me a favor. Or rather, no, but he didn't say favor. He said, tell them to go forward, but wait, come. You will have to do this. You see that same rod? Can you lift it up? You see, it's amazing how we despise the greatest treasure in our lives. I'm too black. That's what God wants to use. The problem is you are comparing yourself with people. If God wants you to be like them, he will have made you like them. Isn't it interesting that you think God didn't allow you to have a say in how you will be? In how you will look, rather. But to have a say in what you become. You do have a say in what you become. Yeah? Yeah. To him who is able. Guess, you know, he was speaking somewhere. He said, but I know whom I believe. And I know he's able to keep that which I commit to him against that day. See, Paul and God's ability was something else. He so much understood God's ability. Hear him again. He said, God is able to make all graces bound towards you, that you what? Have been all sufficiencies in all things. They may abound in every good works. See, when it comes to God's ability, there was something that Paul settled in his life. So to him who is able, my God is able. He's able. People have gods, but I know my God. He's the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. My God is able. He's able. I know. He's able. I know. I know. He's able. And if it is the ability of God, it will always surpass what I think is not possible. He will not just do it. He will do it and there will be extra. The extra will be such that what stopped you will vanish forever. The extra will be such that you need just 10, he'll give you 1,000. You know why? So that you can help all those who... So you can bring some more people to where you are now. We now belong. Take them from the realm of total impossibility to the ability, and through the ability of God to where it is possible. See, God will do it for you and give you the grace to help other people discover that it is possible. Now to him, not to you, to him who is able to do exceedingly. So whatever it is, he's able! Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. Now whatever the devil has been using to plague your mind or scare you or hold you in bondage falls within all. I'm speaking the word. I'm saying what he has said. He does the works when I speak his word. He does the miracle. You don't need to beg. If there's a place you need to ask for grace, is to be able to speak his word in the situation. If our people will go to those who will help them to do wicked acts, and they will tell them, you wake up in the morning and call the person's name and say this, and they believe it. He says, I made the blacksmith that burned the coal in fire to produce a weapon for his warfare. Now, because of the blood of Jesus Christ that has brought you near and made you a partaker of divine, of his divine nature, no weapon of the enemy formed against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Hey! Hey! They are believing the word of their father, and they thought that that will stop you. Oh my show. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. That's the covenant God that we have. You say, he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. Now stop speaking the language of economic trouble. Start speaking the language of my God shall supply. Start speaking the language of the cat. I'm the owner of the cattle on 1,000 hills. Start speaking the language of the silver is mine, the gold is mine. Start speaking the language of the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not. My God is able. Now to him who is able to do. Somebody is coming back to celebrate exceedingly. In the name of Jesus. Exceedingly. Hey. The devil and his team says, Kosheshi. Bet you know your song. Join me, help me, exalt this Jesus Christ. He is the maker of all things, my shield, my glory, the lifter of my head. Will somebody help me? Praise! Hey! Exceedingly, to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. So everywhere you thought the door has been shut, it is open in Jesus' name. Everywhere you thought it is over, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it's a new beginning. Everywhere you thought that this is it, death, get ready. You will see your children's children. In the name of Jesus. Now, unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. Now, that's important. That we can what? Or that we can what? Or, because you don't get to ask except as you have settled it in your mind. Every asking is a manifestation of a conclusion of the doctrine or of the mind. You don't do anything that your mind has not settled. So you don't ask, you don't demand, you don't even desire anything, except your mind has captured it and is longing for it. Whether it is righteousness or a righteous act or a righteous thing or a sinful act or a sinful thing. And that's why they say, the devil made me do it. Fine, we will not contest that, but it's because you allow him to get you to do it. Because he said, look, he said, see, he said, you are tempted by the lust in your flesh. And it is when that matured that you now become sin. Come on, the book of James. So in other words, your flesh desired, your eyes saw it, your ears or your... You see, your senses captured in the world. And the devil is the prince. He's the prince of the power of the air. He's the god of this world. He would dangle carrots before... What eat carrots? Rabbits. Or dangle bananas before monkeys. To get monkey away from a place of comfort. Running after banana. When you get there, you discover that it's a trap. God forbid. In the same manner, ladies and gentlemen, you can discern healing by stripes. You can discern abundance in His presence. Because in His presence, there is what? Fullness of joy. And in His right hand, you can discern that. You can discern, I'm a covenant child of God. And it is worse for a father than it is for an infidel. That's for the father who will not produce for his household. I am a member of his household. And he can never be an infidel. What do you lack? He's an expert at setting tables before the enemies. So I can discern this too. So my mental faculty is engaged by my spirit being, or is engaged by my flesh. And amazingly, it's only the regenerated people or the born again children of God that has the dual capacity. You can operate like you are not born again, and you can operate like you are born again. It's up to you. The people in the world, they cannot operate like they're not born again. They cannot operate like they are born again. When they do what they do, it's normal. It's like the dog barking. Why are you surprised? But when we do that, people say, wow. And that's why in Jesus' name, you will not fall into temptation. Yeah. So you can discern. And so when you discern and desire, then you can release your faith. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what I can ever think, or rather ask or imagine. Remember, if you don't ask, you don't get. So, I remember too, ask and what? These are no flimsy statements. It now says, so you can see his ability and you can see your role. His ability is not in question, but it's controlled by your will. By my will. But he didn't leave us there according to the power that works in you. He still concluded by saying, you have what it takes to bring about his ability in every area, not the devil's ability. Because it's according to the power that works in you. You either yield to that power or not. But you have it. I stop there because of my time. I love you. And that's the truth. You say, why? I see Jesus in your face and it makes me happy. I can see Jesus in your life and it makes me say, okay, I don't remember the word. It's the lyrics. And I want to be able to do this. He said, tell them, even if they don't believe you, come on, just tell them. And if even if they don't receive it, please, just tell them for me. Just tell them for me. Tell them that I love. He loves you. Don't you see? Can't you see that I'll be doing myself a greatest disservice and unnecessary torture in life If I fail to love you when Jesus loves you so much, I'd rather want to be where Jesus is. I love you. I really love you. Why don't you help me touch somebody? Just hold somebody's hand. Not somebody you know. Not somebody you know. Just tell them, say, can't you see Jesus loves you? If nobody ever told you that you are loved, please know today, Jesus loves you. You are truly special. Regardless of what you have suffered, regardless of all they've said about you, you are special. Now you can appreciate Peter. Say, we are a peculiar people. Hey! He says, we are special people. Why do we walk out here today, please? With a spring. Yeah. That's not pride. It's confidence. He loves me. I
He loves me. I cannot say why. Oh, on Calvary's feet, He suffered for me. He loves me. I cannot say why.
I am certain in the name of Jesus, when next I see you, which may be this weekend or next Thursday, you'll be looking more beautiful. In the name of Jesus, you'll be looking much more radiant. In the name of Jesus, you'll be looking much more confident. In the name of Jesus, and you'll be attracting every good thing that God has wrought for you in Christ Jesus. Come on, help me shake five people. Say, come on, you are beautiful, you are good, you are good, you are good, you are good, you are good.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.